views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds.
Everything is awesome. Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, there you have it. Yeah,
happy times in Shasta County.
It was a pretty good week this week. Oh, yeah. A lot of vindication going on.
Another one bites the dust.
Well, there's probably going to be a few more before we're done here. Today is February 6th. It's Sunday once again, 2022. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my cohorts, I guess is the best way to put it. Cohorts, co-hosts, co-conspirators.
Your other extremists, thank you.
Oh, yeah, our co-extremists.
Oh, yeah, we're extremists. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, nationally. I mean, it's
extremist.
Really, really telling when you end up having, you know, normal people that get together and they try to label them all these different things. And you know what? It's not working. It's right. Not working at all. It's not working with the truckers. It's not working anywhere else. And we have the dumbest dumb people trying to run these things and trying to say, oh, hey, we're going to act extremely fascist over here and call other people fascists. Right. But you know what? It's not working. And you know what, Modi? I told you. I told you when I spoke before you that you're going to see the pissed off dads. You just did.
Well, what
who
they've been calling extremists and homophobic guys and racists and whatever are the people.
Yeah.
The people who pay all the bills, the people who work, the people who represent America and Canada and freedom and the Constitution and rule of law. Those are the guys
people.
That you're calling extremists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you are attacking your own people. And but like a local guy, let's talk a little bit about the recall here a little bit. Okay,
they poked the mama bear way too many times on that one.
Well, okay, so we've been demonized as racists, extremists, militia. They try to tie the militia to it. We'll talk a little bit about the articles from the SACB and the LA Times, which are complete.
Well, let's be honest. How sexist can you be to take something that was started and led by mothers who were concerned about their children in schools being masked, who were seeing them actually? I mean, dude, you've got people now that you've got a vast majority of kids that are having speech defects and they're not able to speak. They're not able to read emotion because of all this stuff that's been going on.
And the guy that we just got out on a recall is a conservative, right? Because he said so.
Yeah.
So he calls everybody in the county who disagrees with him an extremist or racist. And of course the media smears, you know, they show the worst, you know. Now there's guys that, you know, I have never met, don't know, and there's guys that I have met and do know. And you know, if you've been in any of these meetings or anything, if your rights get trampled on time after time after time, if you don't lose your temper a little bit, you're probably not a red-blooded American. So of course that's the one clips that they always pick out. You know, I didn't agree with some of what those guys said, but they weren't running the movement. They weren't the movement. And of course, they used everything possible to smear everybody. You know, some of these people had nothing to do with the recall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they might have supported it. They might have been for freedom. They might have been people that we know. But that doesn't mean that they were directly involved in the recall. And that was not the platform of the recall.
Right. And they're always trying to connect the dots. I'm sorry, but they're always trying to connect the dots between all these different people, no matter where they come from, what they support or anything, as long as it's not fitting their agenda.
Well,
they go, oh, no, those are in cahoots together. Oh, no, they're doing this together.
I never seen them connect the dots between Kathy...
Alan Darling.
No. Kathy getting slapped around, and the guy that was, on the side of the anti-recall guys, the Marxists, all kinds of, I'm not going to go there. But.
Well, and to that point, exactly. I mean, you look through and you see right now how they're demonizing the truckers. So there was one dude that showed up with a Confederate flag out of more than 50 miles of trucks.
And they ran him out.
Ran him out, but they took pictures of that one dude who was basically a plant who was there.
Well, let me go a little farther. Okay, so there was a little thing, watch on the night of the election that we attended to, and there was a guy, and his name is Ryan Sabato. I didn't recognize him at first. I couldn't remember his name, but then now I know who he was. I met him before, and he is the biggest liar, twister. He wrote that article. I'll tell you what, if I see that guy again, I'm going to give him both barrels because he is a piece of crap. He really is. He lied about everything that he saw. He lied about his whole article is nothing but lies. Mm-hmm. The militia this, the militia that. It has nothing to do with the militia. Now, that's like saying that if you're a member of an Alaskan sled dog team and you voted for Trump, that the Alaskan sled dog team was in charge of the Trump campaign.
No, and I'm going to go one step further even so. You know what? I have seen what the militia has done around here. I have seen how they have handed out water. I have seen how they ended up doing fire cleaning. I have seen what they've done. And if you're against the militia, you're against our Second Amendment rights, and you're anti-American.
But this is the smear. It's always the smear that they are, they like blew up the federal building in Oklahoma or something. It's a complete smear job to take a legitimate organization that's doing some good and smear them into extremists, gun-toting.
They don't even know the definition of militia. I'm sorry, but they don't even know the freaking definition of militia in the context that they're using it and trying to smear.
But on top of that, they're taking one organization that has really nothing to do with another organization and saying that organization is running this organization.
It's deflection. You look at basically fiery but mostly peaceful protests with Black Lives Matter, which when you go to fund them is through Susan Rosenberg, who was on the VP of the Tides Foundation, which was Weather Underground literally blowing up buildings. It's deflection.
Here's what I want to say, too. I'm thankful that the voters in Shasta County have seen through this crap. They're starting to understand more and more the propaganda, the smears, the lies. Everything that we were accused of is exactly what the guys that we're getting rid of and a lot of others were doing. And this is not about right or left. This is about right and wrong.
This is about the truth.
This is about right and wrong, and two wrongs don't make a right, So we want to stick to the truth. We want to stay with the law. We want to do things absolutely correct, but we're not going to be trampled on and have all our rights taken away from us. If you're going to lose all your rights, get rid of the rule of law, trash the Constitution, do you think that you're going to do that in a peaceful environment at some point?
All right. And I want to get back to we were talking about making connections before. And during the week on a show, it was brought up that the Red, White, and Blueprint, the committee, Shasta General Purpose Committee, and all of them were all together, that the committee had given Red, White, and Blueprint money and everything.
Survey says.
I'm going to clarify. Exactly. We have never given money between the two organizations. End of story.
There might be a retraction that needs to be run off that, and we're going to look into that crap. Because the real deal is the media is dead. They have killed themselves with their lies, their smears, their misreporting, their propagandizing of anything that doesn't go against the narrative that they've been trying to push down our throats for how long. Now, do I sound like a little mad? Yeah, and I'm probably one of the most radical guys involved in this thing as far as temperament. I guess it's the Scotch-Irish in me. Sort of gets the best of me sometimes, because when I know when someone's pissing down my back and telling me it's raining, it doesn't make me happy.
At least it's warm.
Well, we won't go into that.
That's up to you.
But I want to talk about the people a little bit.
Oh, the people with the recall?
I want to say who these people really are. They're not just good people. I think, in fact, they are some of the best people. They are brilliant people. They are mothers, they're grandmothers, they're business owners, professionals, and they all pulled together under some pretty extreme conditions. And I'm not talking about just the weather here. I'm not talking about the smoke and the 110 degree heat. I'm talking about the media, the smears, the lies from the socialists in the county. Be advised.
And to that, I want to say, and these are people from all different levels of life, different jobs, occupations, color, backgrounds.
It is a community-led effort. And from that note, I would actually say the people that need to understand one thing. Maybe they're right in that it's a militia, because a militia is just a community coming together to defend what they have.
Well,
and you know what? That's what our
bad.
Community did.
Yeah.
We saw our community. We saw our business owners. We saw our mothers. Yeah. We saw our fathers, who a lot of times were not able to attend those school board meetings and not able to attend the board meetings at all because of the way that they have them set up. And you know what? We saw them take a stand, and we saw them win.
Well, and that's the moral of the story, is that there's some things that are coming out of this. The one thing I do want to say, or a couple of things here, is that the government, this is about out of control government, right and wrong. Out of control government, out of control with spending, out of control, they don't listen to their people that they're supposed to be representing, out of control from the fact that they don't care what we have to say, out of control from the fact that, they've created a system here where they do whatever they want and they don't listen to anybody.
Anarcho-tyranny. Quite
absolutely.
Frankly, where they do what they want and their people can get away with it. But if you do anything that is outside the realm of it, they will punish you as bad as you can.
Well, so that's what we've got here, is they've weaponized the government against their own people, just like we talked about earlier. But I want to tell everybody, be advised in this county that these are highly organized, smart, brilliant people, and they are a force to be reckoned with from now on. It's not going to be business as usual for the good old boys.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a start. So that's the memo.
Well, and further be advised on that. We are aware that you are going to smear us. We are aware that after this first meeting and after you guys start seeing the changes within the county, we will be called every name under the book. We are already aware of the fact that that does not go according to your agenda. That does not go according to Mike Mangus's agenda or his brother who's over at the chamber. That doesn't go according to their agenda.
Yeah, there's some things that happened there, too. They're revoking their PAC charter because they say they got to start going back to business because...
They're not going to be politically
involved.
Yeah,
you're not going to be political, Mr. Chamber over there, who only ends up doing that on the last day once it finally ends up looking like the tides are turning. Yeah, you know what? We're going to actually hold your feet to the fire on
this. Well, that's where we're going with this, is we're going after all the people that aren't doing the job like they're supposed to be doing, regardless at what level you are or who you are.
And we're prepared, and your lies and your slander and your made-up junk is not going to work against us.
Well, here's the thing about your smears and stuff, too. Okay, there's an old saying in my family, and I've heard it since I was very little. If you can't take it, don't dish it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'll tell you what, I'm pretty good at dishing it out, but by God, I can take it as well. And we will just continue to do this until we get what needs to happen. And if you think you're going to hurt me with calling me a bad name, like, oh, you're a racist, or you're this, or you're that, you know something? You need to grow up and get up here with the big boys because, you're living in clown world, child land where calling people names is the answer instead of solving problems.
People aren't falling for it. I mean, you see this right now. What has it been, Russian collusion now for 4 years, and now it's been racist this, and on every bush is a racist here, and there's a white supremacist over there. And, I mean, literally, it's like watching kids make up imaginary creatures running across the street. Look, there's the racist. He ran across the street.
Right.
Oh, shut up, Timmy.
Yeah, well, they're always yelling, lie, they're lying, and then it comes out, oh, they weren't lying.
Right. Well, in fact, those guys were lying.
That's what I mean.
And there was
the
a great
ones
article,
that are
too.
In the lies, you know.
The funniest thing, so there was this gal, she put together this article of the most dangerous conspiracy theories that are on par with flat earth and hollow earth. And then she lists out all the different things like the deep state, like the Wuhan laboratory, like the rest of these things. And she's had to retract like 70% of it and remove it because, now it's just all commonly accepted fact.
Well,
right.
We're not falling for it.
Well, they've been getting away with the lies for so long. If you look at CNN, I mean, they're just falling apart at the seams because they were getting away with the lies for a long, long time because there was no alternative media. There was no other sources to go to. There was no one else that you could get from the truth from. You know, it's like this whole Joe Rogan thing. Oh, yeah, misinformation. What, by asking guys who knew what they were talking about questions?
Yeah.
That's it.
And the thing about Joe is, too, Joe is a leftist libertarian who just wants to smoke pot and have conversations. And that is the most dangerous thing for them because the people on the left, the people who are there, they're not having conversations that are actually logical and actually can be backed up in science.
Have you seen the thing where Brian Stelter's up there where he's like, oh, incensed, they're listening to people that don't have credibility. They're not listening to legitimate news organizations. It's like, come on. I mean, are you seriously talking to the, you know, people who, I mean, the only people he's talking to is people that, you know, don't have a frickin' brain to think with in the beginning, you know, to start.
Look at CNN. On the, literally, Friday night, we're now looking at the CEO of CNN having to be ousted because he's in an inappropriate relationship that one of the Cuomos knew about and then covered up and then the rest of it. Everybody in CNN's almost gone with the exception of Ruben Tubin.
Well, and then it's like, and why is he back again?
I mean, I guess if you just want to
if you masturbate inside of a Zoom meeting, you know, that's acceptable behavior, right? Isn't it?
I mean, I guess when you end up looking at the news, it's all just been one big circle jerk anyway.
Wow. I think, okay. Well, that's like I say, the media is burning right now. They are crashing and freaking burning. And, they're done. It's just a matter of time now. And you're starting to see more and more organizations that are popping up, like the Epoch Times, like Gateway Pundit. I mean, Just the News, and there's a ton of them. And they're all over the place. And do I agree with every single one of them? No. Do I agree with every writer? No. But at least you can filter some stuff and you're not getting just one narrative.
Yeah. And,
have to watch it. You have to watch it so closely because I've been seeing ONN that's changing their ways a little bit. I've been seeing that they have more and more people that are changing and infiltrating and getting in and trying to make it just like one of these other places. And even CNN, there's actually a really good chance they're going to try to pivot and make CNN and what everybody's saying it's going to become, it's going to be Fox Lite.
Well, we have a clip here from JP. I'm not necessarily going to play it right this second.
He's my favorite news source.
He operates the news. It's called We Lie to You News. And so, you know...
Well, the thing of it is it's getting out more and more where people can go, whether it's through this show or other shows or whoever it is, right. And people are passing the information along saying, hey, did you listen to this? Hey, did you know about that platform? Do you know that you can go over here? And they don't have control over that. And people are starting to go in these different avenues, these on-ramps.
Right. Well, how many times you got to get lied to before you know you're being chumped? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. How long will you sit there and be lied to and go, I gotta wake up and do something? Or are you just gonna sit there like a drone and stay comfortably in your little cow patty out in the pasture because it's nice and warm?
It's not even about that for most people. It's about fear. It's about business owners that are afraid to stand up because they don't want to be targeted individually. But you know what? You will be targeted individually sooner or later unless you stand up. And what we've seen is we saw amazing business owners here. We saw business owners that stood up and they took a stand. We saw places like Dill's Deli who stood up and they took a stand. We saw these places that did not comply, and we saw a community that supported those places based upon that. I still don't go to Mod Pizza because they refused service to me and my family when they told me to mask. It's been 2 years since I've been there. I used to go there once a week. Here's the thing. This is a community effort.
Right. It is. It's about, like I say, rights and freedom. And that's what, you know, that is the strand that holds everybody together. You know, everybody has different point of views on a lot of different things. Without those kind of points of views, you know, you'd all be drones, you know, in a Pink Floyd video or something. But but freedom is universal and it is our birthright. You know, our founding fathers fought for freedom and died for freedom. And, to paint them with, oh, they were just a bunch of fat old white slave owners is completely stupid. I think did you know that most of those guys were in their 20s and 30s?
I was going to say the average age is like 40 or something between all of them.
No, it's
yeah, the
way
average
younger.
Yeah.
Way younger.
Yeah.
We could get those ages up, maybe pull them up, but Washington was only 44 years old when the Revolutionary War started.
Yeah, they weren't as old as what they want people
Thomas
to believe.
Thomas Jefferson was like 32. Alexander, I mean, when you go through these things, it's like these guys were a bunch of young guys. Now, they're a bunch of slave owners. Well, everybody owned slaves back then. But we're the only country that fought a war to free everybody.
And succeeded at it.
Not just succeeded, absolutely. But the fact is, nobody in the history of the world had ever fought to free the slaves anywhere, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. So we're a bunch of slave owners that don't care about anything, and they're corporatized. They're just stupid because they won't pay attention to any of the opposing arguments. They won't pay attention to any facts that don't support this Marxist agenda, which is a government takeover, a world government. I mean, we got Klaus and all that stuff. But I digress.
Lafayette, 18. James Monroe, 18. Yeah. Gilbert Stuart, 20. Aaron Burr, 20. Alexander Hamilton, 21. Betsy Ross, 24. James Madison, 25. Thomas Jefferson, 33. John Adams, 40. Paul Revere, 41. George Washington, 44. Samuel Adams, 53. Just to name a few. You're seeing is you saw kids. Lafayette, I mean, if you guys don't know the story about Lafayette and what a badass this dude was and how amazing a fighter he was and just how much he put on the line, that kid was 18 years old. He couldn't even drink a beer legally nowadays.
Right.
He couldn't even own a rifle or a pistol in most states
nowadays. I don't
think
they had that rule back then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Really, I mean, these people talk like we're extremists? Oh, my gosh. The media would have had a field day with our forefathers.
The one thing that they always seem to miss, and it just defies logic for me.
We're extremists because we do a recall.
No, I mean, what seems to be missing on the founding history is that they never seem to tie the thing together that England was our own government at the time. They never seemed to tie together that we were revolting.
There was a king?
Well, we were revolting because of a tyrannical, overreaching government without any representation.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, does that sound like California at all anymore?
Honestly, that sounds like the entirety of the United States. I mean, we look at these things and we look at all these bloated laws and we look at how long it would take you more than 81 lifetimes to read all the laws that are on the books. Yet you're supposed to be able to know all of those and comply to all of those. Whatever happened to the initial premise of the government? That's why I'm a libertarian.
Well,
whatever happened to the only place the government can step in is when your rights have been infringed by somebody else. The government's not there to give you rights.
The government was set up to constrain them from the population, not the other way around. The government was not set up in this country to limit what the people could do. It was set up to limit what the government could do. And you know, it just amazes me because these guys they've been going to these woke colleges and all this, teachers in the last 20 years that have been turning out, you know, from the college have been turned out into Marxists, and then they teach them nothing but gobbledygook and crap and that we all have to share everything, you know, in order to...
Well, come on. Now the bartender says capitalism is not a redeemable system for most Americans. I mean, go visit Venezuela. Come back and tell me about it afterwards.
The thing is that I'm not necessarily... I'm for free markets.
Exactly.
And that's different than super capitalists that control and monopolize everything.
Well,
and they can't seem to get those two separated.
No, exactly. They like to put them together like they do everything else. And to answer the question, the average age for the founding fathers was 43.8.
Okay.
The average.
But the point...
But the point is, most of them were 35 and under.
Well, I think the thing to take away from that is that some of the most dynamic personalities in the movement were barely teenagers. I mean, you know, that's what you take away. That there was a lot of young men that went into this that were not just, you know, part of the rank and file, that were brilliant people who helped make this cause happen.
Yeah, they were very brilliant.
So.
We got about a minute to break.
Okay, so we're going to play the little clip of JC here in a second in his We Lie to You news segments.
Yeah, we're going to have a caller call in after the break and give us a recap on the recall.
Okay. Okay.
And the voting and
sure.
everything that took place down there.
All right.
There was a few things that went on that wasn't quite kosher.
I think the fact that we had observers, I didn't realize how important those observers were until I saw the context of this particular election about how they were right on these guys. They made them seal the doors, so that they couldn't get in at night. There was a bunch of stuff that I went, wow, these people there's a bunch of smart people involved in this stuff. And I think that I'm not going to, throw anything disparaging at anybody, but I think that was a big key, making sure that everybody was on the up and up.
Yeah, it was legit. And then, everything was done.
And then
like
I saw a comment out of one of the left wing's chat rooms or whatever it was. It's like, oh, it was rigged. Or the question was it rigged? And you can't say that unless you're a white extremist. Come on.
Wow.
Welcome to the jungle.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we'll be going to a break here, but Travis is on the
phone. Talk about no self-awareness.
I know. With that, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back. I believe we might have our caller on the line. And if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Thank you.
let that go for a while.
Celebrate.
I think that's a pretty good song and very appropriate for what's happened. There's been a bunch of stuff happening this last week.
Yeah.
Restraining orders have been removed. With a common sense judge involved, which is like, wow. You've got so many things that are going on across the world. It's incredible. The truckers, everything, you know. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do. We've got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning. Hey.
Good morning.
The birds are singing. The biscuits and gravy tasted great this morning. the flowers are smelling nicer today. I don't know. I don't know what happened last week, but I don't know. So
just good old country boy stuff.
Oh, my goodness. So just remember, you know, we're basically 99% there with the results of this election. Even Kathy Darling Allen on the Friday media event she held, even she told them, well, yeah, statistically, it's not likely that the results are going to change. Again, that's statistically. And
it'd almost be impossible. So it would almost be impossible at this point, Rich, for it to go the other way.
Well, if it does,
there's a problem.
The fraud alarms are going to go off.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Hey, really good team of people all the way around. Obviously,
yep.
The recall folks. Obviously, the petition gatherers. And we had to put the icing on the cake this week with the observation activities. And I am in no way saying our local elections office workers are suspect in any way. But,
no.
You know, in a free society, in a transparent governmental society, we need to be able to observe these things. And we did. And they opened they opened their doors and everything, and without question. And so, you know, good for them for doing that. I'm not giving them credit for doing it, but I'm saying thank you for doing that. And, you know, from what I could see, and we had about, Election Day plus the following few days. I don't know. We may have had 30-plus people that were doing the observation activities. So very good turnout there.
Very
and
nice.
I obviously hope that for the remainder of the elections this year here in the county, that number only grows, because it will need to grow, by the way, especially for the primary in the November when all the precincts are open. Are you kidding me? That's going to be a lot of precincts in Shasta County to have observers at. So we're obviously working on that. And everything looked like it went just fine at the polls and at the elections office throughout the week. And I mean, there's always issues. Our system is the system itself,
right.
The laws themselves, the laws, the fraud is ingrained inside the laws themselves. So having that in mind, our observers are there to document issues, and hopefully we can fix some of these issues in the future. And we can only put certain checks and balances in as a citizen, obviously, right? As a citizen only. There's certain checks and balances we were able to put in, and it helped. We will never know how much our activities helped this week. We will never know, but they did help. And again, I do want to appreciate the elections office's officials. From what I saw, you know, again, they're following the laws and the regulations, which is, you know, that's probably their first order of business, is to follow the laws and the regs. So in that respect itself, it's not their fault.
Go ahead and take out the trash, would you, Travis?
But
not meaning anything to do with you, Rich, just so you know.
I know. It's a chat room. I get it.
Yeah,
So, you know, a good effort all the way around. I even told Kathy Darling Allen on Friday afternoon. I said, you know what, Kathy, after seeing all the crap that you and your employees have had to put up with, of course, not from the central or right leaning folks. No, all the crap came from the left. Anyways, I told her, you know, you folks are under so much scrutiny. Some of it is justified, and a lot of it is not.
Yeah,
and,
that's a tough job. There's
yeah,
no question.
I have a question. Was the other side there as much as we were there?
Good one. That's hilarious. No, there was one. I saw one person the entire week that that I have also seen at the board chambers on the other side of the spectrum. I saw one. So pretty much 30 or 40 to 1 on the election observation. I wonder why they're not concerned. Why are they not showing up to observe the election? Are they not concerned with the election integrity? I don't know.
No, they're really not. They're not really concerned with the election integrity at all, quite frankly. What they're concerned with is power.
They had it? But well, did they think they had it in the bag and that he was going to not be recalled?
Well, they probably did. Because, I mean, you look at the media right here, it's a fringe minority of the population here, right?
I think they might have become a victim of their own misinformation.
Right? I'm just, yeah. Shucky darns.
Well, yeah. But, again, I really want to give credit to the elections office officials. They were doing a good job. They were being very vigilant with their duties. Of course, we were there watching, but again, that's a separate, almost a separate item. But I just really, and I told Kathy Darling Allen, you know what? Again, everything they put up with, I think those folks deserve a raise. I really do.
And, good thing you're not running for the board, Rich.
I know, right? Like what, Rich? What Rich talking about government raises? He's been somebody's taken over his body. Yeah, I know, I get it, but.
So she doesn't have to certify those until March 1st, right?
March 1 is the deadline to certify.
Well, yeah. The question is, why are we going to wait that long? Because it's pretty much in the bag. There's
I think they have to by law.
No, I don't think so. She can certify.
There's still processes.
Right.
For uncounted ballots.
They have to do the, what do they call it? It's not the audit, but the, there's a procedure that they have to do before it's legal.
Well, there's still the spoiled ballots, damaged ballots that they have to reach out to those voters so that those voters can resubmit a proper ballot.
Right.
So, everything going on in there that we can see, it appears legitimate, both visually and legally.
Actually, that's kind of a big relief for me, Rich, in the county, because I think everybody has been concerned with that. We just want free and fair elections and the people that are voting to be legally voting.
Correct. So, until those last processes are completed and any last votes come in per procedure and law, obviously she cannot certify anything. So.
Well, the only question then begs is what is the board going to do in the next two meetings?
Well, I have a guess. Let me go ahead and insert some opinion here. I think the state and federal swamp has probably called Mr. Modi's phone a couple of times and said, "Look, dude, you're screwing up the apple cart." So he has probably been given some instructions by the state and federal swamp on how he is to behave prior to leaving office. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, because there's a lot of... I don't know. I don't think they got the $34 million in mandate, that contract on the next agenda is what I'm told, and I don't know if it's on the one after that. So that would be the biggest thing, and I think that would be such an injustice for... And number one... The guy shouldn't be sitting as the chairman to begin with because he was under recall. Everybody knew that, and they had a meeting off-site, which I believe is a complete violation of the Brown Act. You know, they admitted it. We got it on camera. You know, so I don't know. I mean, are they going to be vindictive, or are they going to do their jobs? Because there's going to be pressure now that we know Modi's gone on the other two that have been forming that block.
So can we ask him to be removed as chairman even before they actually remove him off the board? Can somebody say, hey, because he's going to be
recalled?
Well,
the election has to be certified before that would be possible, I would imagine.
Oh, that's true.
No, a change in chairperson has nothing to do with an election.
Oh, really?
No, I thought you meant removing from the board. But,
from the chair.
From the chair, I think absolutely they can.
So somebody could at the next meeting say, we would like to appoint whoever as chair for now, correct?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but I believe so, too, because I read the administrative policy, the Shasta County administrative policy on the how the board is to be run, and I've read the Brown Act, and... I believe that could probably happen, yes, but I don't really see any benefit in it as long as Modi behaves. I think he's been instructed from people much more powerful than him on
how
he is to behave.
All right.
Good point.
Okay.
Good. I appreciate that. You got anything else, Rich?
Not at the moment. Thank you, folks.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
And again, we want to thank everybody that was down at the polls and overseeing this. And there was a whole group of them, like you said, and we have to take our hats off.
Some team effort.
Yeah. Thank you very much, because who knows what would have happened without the oversight.
Yeah, anyway.
And with that, we do have another caller. We've got Terry on the line.
Good
morning, Terry.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
On Carl Bott's show, when he had Kathy Darling Allen on, I want to say it was Thursday, and he had her on at 7:15. Oh, no, I take that back.
It was Wednesday.
He had her on at 7:15. Are you sure?
Because I'm not sure.
She was on before La Malfa. Okay, I think it was Friday because she was on and then La Malfa was on.
Yeah.
So anyway, what she said was that this thing would be done by February 18th-ish.
Yes.
Not March 1st. She said it would be done by February 18th-ish. And then what, that's what she said. I'm not doubting what Rich said.
But I believe she also said to be certified would be March 1st. Could be wrong.
But she never even mentioned that that I heard on that program. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying what she said. Then the next question from Carl was basically, how's that going to work as far as replacing Modi? And then she said that the Board of Supervisors can call a special meeting. They have 24 hours to call a special meeting, and therefore they can make the ousting of Modi and bringing in whoever wins in District 2. But she said February 18th-ish, exact words. So I don't know. I'm not saying that it won't go till March 1st, but I know she changed her tune several times between the beginning of last week and the end of last week.
I think maybe what it is is she has to have it done by March 1st, but she could get it done sooner.
I think you're right, Mark. I think that's what she meant too. But
and I think on the 18th, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I think for the 18th too. It's till the 18th, and then they don't accept any more ballots because they have to give the people. I'm just saying they have to give the people that their ballots, whether it's a signature, or whatever, so they can correct. No, if their ballot couldn't be accepted the way it was submitted, they have a certain amount of time that they have to be able to give the people to correct their ballot.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. All I'm saying is what she said on Carl's show, that the Board of Supervisors could call a special meeting with a 24-hour...
Well, there you have it.
And she said all this would... Yeah, I mean, that's what she said. So I don't know. But there were so many different variables about what was said. I mean, at first, she wouldn't even allow a couple of people that finally got in to be poll watchers, and then she allowed them in after several conversations that she isn't allowed to discriminate whether someone has an opinion on a recall or not. Once she saw the reality of that, a lot of her tune changed. So I do give them credit. As a citizen out here, I give their office credit. I think that these people worked hard, but I'm not ready to really, and I'm thankful that they did their job. But again, we did have 30-some-odd people watching, and also Kathy received several phone calls with conversation that made her attitude and a lot of things change from Monday till Friday. So, you know, we'll see. The thing is that we do have the guy. I would hate to have to wait, and you guys are absolutely right. How can we have a board of supervisor, a chairman, who has been recalled, and also broke the law by doing what he did during the car fire? How does that happen? And I'd like to see them do a reversal on that, or at least not really even vote on anything with him there. I don't see how they can do that.
My question is how does the two people that voted him in as chairman reconcile this against an honest board that's doing the right thing for the people?
Well, you know, you have one of them that's a lame duck, which is Comente. But Comente did tell someone that when it comes to that $34 million, that he would vote to not have discussion on that until after the change has been made, basically.
Well, that's the right.
Yeah.
So that's the right thing to do. Yeah.
And, yeah, and I don't know what Mary will do. I mean, again, she could resign. I mean, really and truly, I don't know. I don't really know why she's even there anymore. You didn't even need to ask her opinion on anything. All she did was vote along with Bodie. So we'll see. But anyway, I let's just hope that on the 8th that these guys do the right thing and it, you know, maybe even vote into not make a lot of decisions or they, I don't see how they can make a decision with Bodie in the room. I can't see how that could be justified.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing going on there, how they would get away with it.
And I don't think that they're going to wait until March 1st. And I think that the quote of February 18th-ish, and then Carl was able to come back by saying, okay, well, then what would happen? And then she talked about the 24-hour emergency meeting. So we'll see.
Yeah, as soon as she certifies, I believe as soon as it does get certified, they could call a 24-hour meeting.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 So we're looking at, well, we'll see if it's going to be February 18th-ish or not, won't we?
Yep.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, unfortunately.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
But again, we did. We are having it done. We did manage to have him recall, and yeah, he will be out of office.
He's going to be gone.
And also want to say thank you to Tim Garman and Del Ball for stepping up. And, I mean, throwing their hat in the ring.
Those are two couple of really good guys. You know? I mean, when I was out there, I saw those guys when the results were coming in on the election. They walked up to each other and gave each other a hug and said good luck. You know, that's the kind of
yeah, they were in the same room together.
Like to
you
well,
know?
The thing about it is, the thing about both of those guys this whole time, they didn't care which of them won because they just wanted to do what's best for the community.
Right.
They just wanted, and you see that they're willing to do anything necessary, and that is what we're doing when we elect these people. They are public servants, and you need to have a servant's heart, and they both do.
Right.
And right now, the guy we just got out of there, and some of the people we're probably also going to get out of there, they don't.
They'll look down
at their phones while you're talking to them they're your king.
The arrogance from Modi has been so obvious for so long, you know, and the people that would vote for him in power, I would almost bet you $500 is that they're involved in some kind of offering from him. They either work for the city, the county, the state, they're on the government payroll, they're getting pensions, something, or they're completely brainwashed. I don't understand it because, you know, you can sit there and tell me you're a great guy forever, but every time I look at you doing something wrong, after a while that doesn't wash, you know. I mean, I don't get it. But
right. And I want to say, you know, people are starting to watch all these different offices that are coming up for election or people that can be replaced that we can elect in to take their places, whether it's the district attorney, if it's the superintendent of schools. I mean, the people are starting to look at all these different areas now that they can go into
right.
and start making a difference in our local community.
Do you know
and
what
we
I
have
find?
To.
What I was going to say, what I find interesting, too, is that Modi and the guys who are being recalled in general, all three of them, at the start, used the left-wing Marxist bomb-throwing socialists to try to turn the tide in their favor. And now they're going to drop them like a hot rock,
yeah.
You know, now that they've been used for whatever, you know, they're no longer relevant at all. Isn't that crazy?
That's exactly what we see, and that's exactly what we see across the country. So I have a Gallup poll right here. 17% of Americans satisfied with the direction of the country. Now think about that for a second, and now think, well, all right, well, 17% of those Americans are probably the same people that are in power right now that just want to be able to take everybody's stuff, because you can vote for yourself. I'm sure a lot of these people did. I mean, when you end up looking at what's going on, 17%. Guys, that's abysmal. That's terrible. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing Ford Motor Company that is looking to shut down or end up ceasing production or slowing down production in 8 of their plants due to a chip shortage. When did that happen?
Right.
When did that happen in the United States? Right now, what we're talking about is actually taking back our country from these people who are tyrants and tyrannical against us, who want you under their boot, and who are happy and gleefully calling you extremists. And that's exactly what they did to a community that was good, kind people that just want to have low crime. We want to be able to have our kids go to school and not be indoctrinated by all of these crazy people. We want to be able to go around freely and breathe clean air.
Right.
We want to not be taxed to death and our businesses having to flee the area.
Yeah. And one thing about this recall, and like the truckers, now you're starting to see the numbers of how many people really are standing
up. Been hiding
and the that's what I'm saying. It's getting to the point that they can't hide a lot of it. You know,
right? Yeah,
so,
well, they've been saying, "Oh,
so
you're just a few right wing extremists out there. There's not very many of you." Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah. So that can give hopes to the troops, so to speak, because it is being out there more and more.
Well, my wife and I, we were having this conversation yesterday, and she goes, "Wait, why do they keep saying nationalists? They keep saying white nationalists, but why do they keep saying nationalists?" And she goes, "What's wrong with being a nationalist?" I said, "There's nothing wrong with being a nationalist.
Really.
A nationalist just means that you want to see your country succeed before you worry about another country. You want to be the best in your country. And if you don't aspire to that, what the heck are you aspiring to? Well, I want to be better than Venezuela. All right, well, that's a low bar.
I would rather have Venezuela just take over our elections."
Wait, they don't already? I mean, it's pretty much the same system.
But that's what I'm talking about. How stupid is that? In reality, do you think that the Venezuelans are going to have your best interest in mind? No, but hell no. So why would you let foreigners come in and dictate who's going to be running the country?
Well, and to that point, once again, I beg the question, why is it we have a California lottery system and a nationwide lottery system that you can go up to, you have multiple trillions of options that you can select from, and out of those multiple trillions of options, you have to show identification, you're recorded on a camera actually getting it, and that evening you know exactly what the numbers are and you know who won.
Well, that's kind of one of my biggest gripes against Kathy Darlin is the fact that she wouldn't commit to a voter ID. I think that's such a simple commit. You know, and I wasn't saying that she could change it or that she was requiring it. I just said, personally, how do you feel about voter ID? And she would not commit to that at all, which, you know, to me kind of reeks a little bit of cowardice because, you know, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't have your own opinion when you're at the election office. Maybe, I don't know. But it sure does seem to me that that's a pretty simple solution that should be required of everybody who votes to make sure that they're a legal voter.
Right.
Well, and honestly, once again, how do we have a system like the lottery that we know the answers that very night, but right now we just had an election and we're not going to know until maybe the 14th, maybe the 18th,
well,
maybe the 1st?
I agree. I mean, you know, this whole mail-in voter crap and, you know, all this
stuff. Well, there you go. That's part of it. With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Kay, I believe it says on the board. Good morning, Kay.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. And you? What's your call?
Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. Well, I have talked to Kathy Darlin about the voter and voter ID, and she agrees that they should have it, but it's the state law. So, I mean, a lot of our problems in Shasta County are California problems from Sacramento, and we used to go down there, and the and the officials, boards, supervisors, and the you know, officials would go down with the people to Sacramento. You know, it wasn't it was everybody coming down. I mean, they had to pay attention because it was people. You know, it was the officials plus the people. And but anyway. What I wanted to say was after the Goldwater election, people started in all over California, and Shasta County was a big one. We started doing the poll watchers, and it was the Republican Party that did that.
Okay.
They had the poll watchers.
Okay, thanks for calling in, but we're going to have to wrap it up. They're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour.
Okay.
We do appreciate your comments about that, and we will catch everybody on the other side. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
choice, no voice. Never mind the heart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Hundreds of troops from the 82nd Airborne Division have landed in southeastern Poland today near the border with Ukraine. President Biden ordering the deployment of 1,700 soldiers amidst fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia has sent a pair of bombers on patrol over its ally, Belarus.
The Russian Defense Ministry says the two Tu-22M3 bombers practiced interacting with the Belarusian Air Force and Air Defense during a four-hour mission Saturday. The long-range bombers are nuclear-capable. Belarus borders Ukraine to the north, and the mission came as the Kremlin has moved troops from Siberia and the Far East to Belarus for joint drills, adding to Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine has launched a series of drills for civilians to prepare for a possible Russian invasion. Moscow has denied any plans of attacking its neighbor, but is demanding the U.S. and its allies provide a binding pledge that they won't accept Ukraine into NATO. I'm Ben Thomas.
Madagascar's east coast gets hammered by foul weather.
The full force of Cyclone Batsiré packed torrential winds and rain when it hit Saturday night. The center of the tropical storm landed near Mananjari and moved inland across the island. Madagascar's meteorology department said the cyclone gained strength as it blew across the Indian Ocean, with gale force winds reaching peaks of 145 miles an hour. Batsiré, which means help in the Shona language, is classified as a dangerous storm, and the weather department warned it could inflict significant and widespread damage, particularly flooding in the east, southeast, and central highlands. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Police say a man fatally shot two people at an apartment complex in a Milwaukee suburb yesterday. He later killed himself. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage, 425 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The UN Staff Union reports 24 peacekeepers and one civilian were killed in 2021.
The Union Security Committee said two of the peacekeepers killed were women, and for the eighth year in a row, Mali was the world's most dangerous place with 19 peacekeepers killed. Central African Republic was second on the list with four peacekeeper deaths. UN Staff Union President Aitor Ruz said in a statement Friday, quote, "Once again, United Nations staff members, especially blue helmets, serving in the world's most dangerous places, paid the highest price."
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Johannes Ludwig of Germany, the Olympic champion in the men's luge today, adding that to the World Cup overall title he won this season. It's the 11th time in 16 Olympics that a German man has won the luge title. That tally counts the days of East and West Germany. Wolfgang Kindl of Austria second, and Dominik Fischnauer of Italy came in third. Ludwig led after all four heats. Chris Madzer, the top American, in eighth place. News and analysis at townhall.com. A major airline wants the federal government to get tougher on unruly passengers.
Delta Airlines has requested the Justice Department put any person convicted of disruption on board a flight to the national no-fly list. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says there should be zero tolerance for any behavior that affects flight safety. He notes while bad behavior has affected only a small fraction of flights, Delta has seen the rate of incidents increase nearly 100% since 2019. The airline has put nearly 1,900 people on its own no-fly list for refusing to comply with masking requirements and submitted more than 900 names to the Transportation Security Administration to pursue civil penalties. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today is Sunday, February the 6th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including former NBC anchorman Tom Brokaw. He's 82. Rock musician Simon Phillips of Toto is 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Thanks, Rich. That was a good one. I finally got it.
Yeah, it is. That's a pretty good one.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of truth in that, too.
You guys want to hear a crazy story?
Sure.
I was driving down Sacramento this last couple of days, and I was listening to a podcast, and a commercial came on, and it said, "Hey, has it been 6 months since your last booster? You might want to consider getting the next one." And it was no joke, and they were serious.
I mean, it's like emails. Are you ready to take your Moderna survey? It's like, really? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, all of this advertisement. Okay, so all the signs. You see the signs on the billboards. You see the signs over the emergency broadcast systems, over the freeways. Your turn is what they call it. Dude, that's not the type of thing you say when you're trying to get somebody to take a vaccine. That's what you say when you just played Russian roulette. Click, your turn.
Wow.
Or the ones where they have the kid billboards where they're all like cartoony and the kid's like, I got my shot. You can get one too.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're really using the kids on that stuff now. Yeah.
When I heard a story yesterday firsthand from a parent of the child who ended up locally being told in college that you're the – or not in college but high school – you're the problem because you're not vaccinated. And then literally trying to make it to where he's basically singled out, straight A student, having no problems whatsoever, and the teacher basically singling him out and saying that you're the problem.
See,
locally.
Wow. These guys are they're absolutely off the charts. Something wrong with them. They will not look at any of the real science. So let's play this video. Let's start here. We'll play it in sections. We talk about it, maybe do the first 4 minutes. It's about an 8-minute video. This is from We Lie to You News. This is our friend JP. And but it also has people speaking on the steps of the Capitol. Some of these people that we're talking about, you know, the Malone and Corey and
right.
You know, some of these guys that are total experts in this arena that have been shut down and stifled through censorship that, you know, they've tried to shut them down, but they're not going to do it. So let's hear. Before you play, I just want to say,
you know, he makes things laughable and funny,
right.
But what he says is spot on most of the time.
Well, he's always taking the opposite viewpoint. Like
yeah, you know what I mean?
Side.
Just
yeah.
So people know that, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. This is We Lie to You News.
Recently, the world's leading conspiracy theorists gathered in Washington, D.C. to stand up against the mandates. It was there that they, along with 40,000 freedom lovers, conspired to spread the worst kind of misinformation, truth, which has no place in our divisive narrative. That's why we work so tirelessly and fascistly to censor it. Who were the speakers? What did they say? And what impact did they have? Find all that out, plus have your mind controlled by us in tonight's special March Against the Mandates report. These extremists apparently want to make their own decisions about what they do with their bodies. This is alternative to allowing the FDA, which is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry and is in charge of regulating the pharmaceutical industry, to make their decisions for them about what they do with their bodies. Speaking on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the exact spot that Martin Luther King Jr. stood for civil rights, these freedom lovers sought to continue his stand for civil rights. Only now, on behalf of the entire human race. But freedom-replacing mandates go against the will of Satan and have no place in North Korea or Biden's America. So were the speakers successful? Let's find out. Kicking things off was comedian and freedom fighter J.P. Sears. Let's see what this far-right extremist had to say.
Right now, we're authoring the future for ourselves. We have pen in hand. We will be telling our grandchildren stories. We'll either be telling them stories about what freedom was or what mandates were.
What a loser! He obviously doesn't know what he's talking about. He wants to deprive his grandkids of government tyranny and mandates? Can we get him on AOC's blacklist? We need to indoctrinate him into communism. And here's Kevin Jenkins.
Do you understand 58 years ago we were standing in this square trying to unite the world to come together to fight against the tyranny of your time? Now that it's our time to fight against the tyranny of our time.
Fun fact, Mr. Jenkins made Biden's list of 12 biggest spreaders of misinformation online, which is a telltale sign he's doing really good work. Many media outlets have tried to discredit Kevin Jenkins by calling him a white supremacist.
He's black.
Oops. Let's move on. And there were doctors who were giving the best medical care possible rather than treating them according to the narrative. Let's check them out.
We are 17,000 doctors. That's more than the NIH. More than the CDC, and more than the FDA.
As a society, we used to say, check with your doctor to see if something is right for you. But luckily, we've evolved past that and adopted a more modern philosophy which says, ignore your doctor and check with the mainstream narrative to see if something is right for you.
You alone have the autonomy over your body. That is your sole possession. In many ways, it's the only thing you really have.
Dr. Peter McCullough, the world's most published cardiologist, he doesn't know anything about medicine. Can we take the microphone away from him and give it to Whoopi Goldberg, please?
We're fighting against Big Pharma. They have controlled and captured our health agencies. And that is a war on repurposed drugs. We've known now for 2 years that there are cheap, safe, highly effective, and widely available medicines that can treat this disease.
Really, Dr. Corey? Big Pharma has controlled and captured our health agencies? I don't think so. You gotta understand, Big Pharma controls the FDA, and the FDA is in charge of regulating Big Pharma. So there is nothing to worry about as long as you're part of Big Pharma. And to all the detractors, if you don't like it, just quit not being a part of Big Pharma.
Doctors, now is the time to stand up and save our profession.
More like sit down and shut up to save the profit margins.
If there is risk, there must be choice.
Not if our attempts to destroy the Nuremberg Code have anything to say about it. Before we go any further, let's throw it over to our field correspondent, JP, who's got a special guest. Thank you, JP. I'm here with a real doctor who has not seen a single patient in over 4 decades, so you can trust he knows what's best for you. Anthony, what's your take on what these doctors are saying?
I don't like what the heck you said. I don't like that.
You don't seem trustworthy at all. Now back to you in the studio, JP. Excellent reporting, JP. Let's take a look at what else happened at the march.
The minute they hand you that vaccine passport, every right that you have is transformed into a privilege contingent upon your obedience to arbitrary government dictates.
I'm going to stop it there, and let's talk a little bit about it. There's a lot to unpack there.
Well, and actually, I got a story, too, that it ties right into this. And there's elements of this that I might have a few Karens pissed off about because they're going to be screaming, 99999!
Well, you know, now we've got Karens, right? But now the male version of that is now called Neil.
In honor of our president, Camilla?
No. No. I was thinking, you know. A
little too on the nose, sorry.
Rocket in the free world, Neil.
All right, so nearly 1,500 teachers in Colorado District call in sick to protest newly elected conservative school board. So guess what? You know what? It was fine when all of them stood by as all of the other teachers that were around them got fired and laid off and let go for not getting a vaccine and standing on their principles. Guess what? We can play that game, too. I say fire all 1,500 of them.
I agree.
We want to play that game? Play that game. You're gone. You take
totally
your socialism
agree with
to Venezuela.
I totally agree with that. Fire them all. And it's just like this little clip we've been listening to. It's a parody, obviously. JP's poking fun at things. But there's some serious things to take and unpack from that. 17,000 doctors are saying this is not what we're being sold a bill of goods.
Right.
Pfizer is full of crap, you know, and you've got.
Mind you, all of the media organizations that are reporting how great Pfizer is, which, by the way, now they're trying to go after children under 5 years old, and they're already talking about mandates.
They're talking about three.
They're talking about 6 months old some places.
Unbelievable. And you know, you got the preeminent doctors in the world. The one guy is the most published doctor in the world. And on virology, I guess. But these guys are the tops of their field. You got Malone, you got Corey, you got the other guy. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. It'll come to me. But, you know, these guys are all saying Pfizer is basically taking over the FDA, and it's all about money.
And right. All the media is sponsored by Pfizer. You look at everywhere else, it's all sponsored by Pfizer. I mean, literally, we're talking about the globalists and the profit makers. Where are the Democrats on this? I mean,
isn't it such a weird deal that the Democrats were supposed to be always for the little guy and the working man and against big government and against big pharma?
I honestly think they're with us. I think they are with us, and I think that you see the people that are actually saying that they're for this.
Right.
All right, well, 17% of people agree with it, and that's 17% of people that are in power enacting tyranny everywhere they go.
Right.
And that's basically what we see. Right now, this is not a left or right issue. This is a we the people of America are fed up.
I agree.
I agree with that.
It's a right-wrong thing. And then the last speaker there was, Robert Kennedy Jr. And, you know, he's been very outspoken about this, and he's been very outspoken about, you know, the vaccine card. I mean, gee, if you got to get a card to travel, I mean, does that not spark of, 1940 Nazi Germany where, you know, do you have your papers?
We talked about this on this show. Over a year and a half ago, when we actually broke down the Great Reset and exactly what it is fascism for your companies and communism for your people, because neither one of them really work in tandem. Let's do the two worst things that we possibly ever have had happen in the entire history of humanity, and let's do them both at the same time. Because that's what this is.
Going back to the it's not even a vaccine.
It's not.
It's not approved. It's nothing.
Well, and mind
you. And people are wanting to, you know, are just going to take it. They're trying to shove it down our throats and accept it because they want us to. Really?
And mind
you. You have nothing to back it up and tell me it's nothing to do with money and the big pharma? Come on.
You guys are supremacists.
Well, and mind you, 17,000 doctors show up to this event, more than the CDC has. But guess what? To go against Joe Rogan's disinformation, they have 280 medical experts, of which only 80 of them are doctors and veterinary doctors.
Yeah,
Give me a doggone break.
You know what's funny is this: has anybody actually talked about the misinformation that was on Joe Rogan's show? I mean, it's like I think Joe Rogan said it really good. You know, a year ago, if you said anything about not wearing your mask, oh, look at him, he's having misinformation, and now it's commonplace. And it's, you know, all of it. You can't get it if you get the shot, you know, the jab. You can get it if you get the jab.
You can't spread it.
All of it. They lied about everything, and now we're supposed to believe that they're credible and that he's spreading misinformation when he has a conversation with the guys who actually are in the trenches?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. All right, so let's play some more of this just for for fun. I'm not sure how much more we got here, about 3 minutes.
Just before we do, I want people to have this kind of in the back of their head. Washington Attorney General sues COVID-19 testing company for providing false results and mishandling samples at over 300 testing locations nationwide. Think about that.
Well, they got a suit here in Sonoma County, too.
Well, and just to inform somebody in the chat room about the Nuremberg Code, the Nazis were tried and executed, a bunch of them, for doing experimental drugs on people without their consent, which is exactly what they're talking about. A non-approved, not approved by the FDA.
Right.
There's no recourse because it is an experimental authorization use. You can't do anything about it. And if you coerce these people into taking shots without their consent by forcing them to, you can't travel.
Yeah, take your liberties and freedom.
You can't go to the grocery store. Yeah. That's the same thing. Right. That is violating the Nuremberg Code, and maybe you need to go look it up and do a little research on what happened to the guys that did all that, because it didn't work out well for them. All right.
Nope.
So let's go a little more here.
Yeah, and what's the problem with that, Mr. Kennedy? That's exactly what every dictator throughout history wanted for himself from his people. Fun fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was number 2 on Biden's list of biggest spreaders of misinformation. Could you imagine a world where the Biden administration was the biggest spreader of misinformation? And when they saw people effectively spreading accurate information, they would just smear them and label them misinformation spreaders. So it'd be like the opposite of what's true. That'd be a weird world. What else did Mr. Kennedy have to say?
And what do we do about this? We resist.
I think obedience instead of bravery is what he meant to say.
And we will not stop fighting for truth, for scientific integrity, and for life.
What Dr. Christina Parks doesn't understand is that science is racist. So we're just going to ignore any science that's not scientifically aligned with our mainstream narrative that's based on science fiction.
The truth always prevails. We are victorious in truth, because we are endowed with one great power, the power of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are on the right side of history.
Wrong. What Del Bigtree doesn't know is that mandates and censorship are always on the right side of history.
I think he's coming from the perspective of the people rather than the authoritarians.
Oh. So, like, he's just not on the authoritarians' payroll at all? In the end, is the mandates and the 40,000 people in attendance successful? Absolutely not. All they did was align with constitutional and God-given freedoms, which does not represent the voice of the American people. The voices of Americans are better represented by the politicians who are controlled by Big Pharma, who enact mandates against the Americans that they so accurately and honestly represent. These extremists terrorize the Lincoln Memorial with peace, passion, and freedom. And not a single one of them peacefully burnt down a building or destroyed any property, which is not acceptable. It is dangerous extremism when these alt-right, misogynistic, racist, math-phobic people resort to using peace. All these fringe people at the march did nothing but embarrass themselves by standing up for freedom. That's just not a brave thing to do. Or something the Chinese Communist Party, Justin Trudeau, or the Biden administration can get behind. We'll leave you.
So here's an important thing to note, too. They say that these truckers and they say that these people are these angry, scary, vicious, violent extremists.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just yesterday, a man charged for running over 4 Freedom Convoy protesters in Winnipeg.
Right.
Okay. So who is violent here? The people who are honking their horns, honk, honk, oh my gosh, oh, that's so violent. Or the guy that's literally running people down in the street with his crappy Jeep.
Well, if you're reporting from We Lie to You News, the honkers.
Oh, it was a mostly peaceful runover. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
Oh, mostly peaceful, huh? I like that.
Mm-hmm. We probably need to talk a little bit about the truckers. And you know, the first thing I want to get on the radar is the GoFundMe thing.
Oh, yes.
You know, these guys at GoFundMe, I'll tell you what.
Another censorship.
Never used GoFundMe ever. Again,
I've never used
them. I've used them before, but I didn't realize, and you gotta do your research, and, you know, I heard someone say, oh, you gotta do your research on everything, and it's hard to do research on everything across the board because we get caught up in different areas of the research that we're talking about trying to seek the truth, but GoFundMe has evidently been doing stuff in the past as well. Evidently, GoFundMe has withdrawn their funds from the places it's supposed to go, before. Well, I wasn't aware of that.
This is even more insidious than that. This is far more insidious than that. So not only did GoFundMe end up stopping the $10 million in funds that were donated to the Canadian truckers, they stopped it, but they said, we're also not going to give it back unless you actually send us a form and request a refund for your money.
Right.
Otherwise, so we're going to donate it to other places that we meet with the people on and decide we can send this to. Now, this is also very interesting and very important about it, too. GoFundMe supported Antifa occupied Chaz and Chop even after people were murdered there. This is narco-tyranny, and this is what we see right now from our government and from Biden's administration office. Who the heck is Biden think he is to go to after Spotify and say, hey, you should censor people?
Well, also, the Canadian government instructed the GoFundMe guys to do this.
Well, just so you guys know, PayPal doesn't do that quite, but if they don't like something about your organization, they can hold your funds indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
did you know that? Not a lot of people know that. That's why I try to stay away from PayPal and everything, because if politically how you stand or if they don't like you or whatever, they'll just hold your funds and there's nothing you can do about it.
PayPal,
that's
Visa,
why you need to go.
MasterCard, a lot of these organizations, I mean, all you have to do is look no further than Gab and you can see that these people will deperson you. These big banks will deperson you. Get with a credit union. Stop banking with these big banks. Stop doing the things that are going to
get and here's some perspective. I got a couple of tweets here that I'm reading. One is from Ron DeSantis. It says, you know, it's fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer $9 million in donations sent to support truckers and give it to causes of their own choosing is what they're talking about. Jim Jordan tweeted out that GoFundMe promoted the Antifa occupied chop zone in Seattle. Then they shut down the fundraisers for the truckers. We got another Benny. He says F GoFundMe. Send it back, you thieving scums.
So here's some alternatives, because we got 3 minutes. We also have Siskiyou Steve on there.
Oh.
So if you ended up giving any money to the GoFundMe campaign on this, do a chargeback on your credit card. It costs them $35, because this is fraudulent. Make them hurt in their pocketbook. Secondly, GiveSendGo is a Christian fundraising site that now has raised over $2 million. If you want to give your money, give it to them.
Well,
let's support these
truckers. GoFundMe also allowed the money to go to bailing out the violent BLM protesters and rioters.
They are a wing that is right now a wing of this corrupt government, this tyrannical government, and that is what they are. So GiveSendGo is a good replacement for that. And they've already raised $2 million for these guys and these truckers. What they've said is they said they're going to keep this up and not stop until things change. And these things are changing. But we have some stories right now that are disturbing that we're going to get to after the break. But
let's go with
I don't know.
We have a caller still on the line.
We got Siskiyou Steve on the line. Good morning, Siskiyou Steve.
Yeah, thank you. I'm listening. I'm really concerned about the drivers up there, the truckers up there in Canada, because the police now are starting to feel intimidated, like they have no power, and they're not liking that very much. So it's going to get, it possibly could, and hopefully it never does. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people up there, there's a lot of God consciousness up there, and that's supposedly supposed to stop all this violence. Biden just sent the 82nd Airborne to Ukraine. I heard on your news just that, while you're taking a break.
Right.
That wasn't going to happen earlier this morning. The U.S. was not going to get involved, and now all of a sudden they've sent the 82nd Airborne, and I was in the 101st in Vietnam.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you what, Steve. I think this is a cover for an arms deal that they're doing with Ukraine, is what this is all about. And I'm going to get more in depth on that probably the next week or two. But I think this whole thing is a cover to sell a bunch of arms to the Ukraine.
And I think it's actually a distraction as well so that China can move on Taiwan.
Well, that might be. But go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. The real thing where I said, you know, we've got this ridiculous courthouse up here that they built. I mean, it's just, you're a a frontier town, a historic town, and then right down the street is this ridiculous thing that looks like it's straight out of Sacramento. It's twice the size of our original courthouse.
Oh, I didn't even know they built a new one up there.
I was driving by it the other day, and I said, it's a whorehouse. That's what it is. It's a whorehouse.
Where's it located at, Steve? Where's it located, the new
it's
one?
It's right on the same side of the street as the old courthouse.
Okay. Yeah. Did they tear the old one down?
No.
No, they're using it still. But my thing is that, you know, it used to be embarrassing to show that you were on welfare. You kind of sneakily, you know, put out your card or your welfare. What they used to have that fake money for the welfare recipients back
right.
in the day.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Well, if we start calling all these people who work for the state and sell their souls to the whorehouse prostitutes, they might be getting embarrassed about, you know, who they are.
Nah.
The verbiage is what's going to work on these folks.
I don't know. I don't know if these guys have any kind of self-evaluation at all.
It's entitlement.
Bless their hearts, the good ones that just need to have their job, but I would never, ever sell my soul to anybody. I gave up big money in L.A. because I couldn't stand the place. And, you know, I love living up here in the rural counties where people fight for their freedom.
I'm going to have to make a point to stop by and see that. I didn't even know they built
it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy-looking build. It's something like you would see out of the space.
Yeah, because I was born in Wairika.
Yeah.
You know, it's my hometown. So
yeah, I couldn't believe it when we drove by it.
All right, so
yeah.
Yeah.
So with
well,
that, they probably,
do...
you know, they probably got the money to build it from the gold that they stole out of the old courthouse. And with that,
from the state, again, it was a state money, and it says right on it, California State County Building of Siskiyou County or something like that.
Well, we got to go to a break,
yeah,
Steve,
we got to cut you off.
So, but
thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. And with that, we will go to a break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, yeah, stand my ground, and I won't. Yeah, I know what's right, and I got one life. In this world that keeps on pushing us around, gonna stand our ground. Yeah, we won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, yeah, stand my ground. Yeah, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. And we won't back down.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
That's the great Greg Kiln breakup song, by the way, just in case you didn't know.
Well, and so I want to remind everybody, too. Guys, this is happening all over the United States, and we're seeing a lot of places like Orange County even mentioning places like Red, White, and Blueprint and how they've been following us and how they're actually starting to enact their own recalls. And we're seeing places that are doing this, and it's not just here. We're also seeing it at the national level. So Steve Dace recently went to the Convention of States in Iowa. They've already raised over 2,238 signatures in literally the last 5 days to call for a Convention of States. And, I mean, things are changing.
Yeah. Well, down there in Placer, I believe it's Placer County. I think they're doing five. They're shooting for five recall.
I talked to Cal yesterday, and they got a lot of things going on. Yeah. Absolutely. So.
Well, and before we move on, I want to read this real quick about why they're calling for a Convention of States, because you hear in the media that they're radicals, they're extremists. So he has a portion of this speech.
I'm a little skeptical on the Convention of States, because you got to get the right people to do it. Otherwise, they could change the Constitution against you. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's actually a person who's been very skeptical this whole time.
Right.
And so he actually says that in here. Steve Dace wasn't always a supporter of the Convention of States movement, but he changed his mind as he explained to a ruckus crowd gathered at Iowa State Capitol when he realized the situation to our nation's problems can't be found in Washington. The entire damn government is run away, and all they do is run me over, he said. Dace believes our country is in the endgame. We can either allow radical big government forces to take control over our country, or we can fight back with an Article 5 Constitution of the States. We are at the end of the game, he said. We don't know what a gender is. We don't know what a border is. We don't know what a criminal is. We don't know what a citizen is. Hell, we don't even know what a doctor is right now. You might as well be living in the last days of a superpower, Dace went on. However, we won't be part of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If this happens, it's because it's a sovereign act of God, not the laziness of a people that were sovereign and left their citizenship at home. And that right there is key to all of this. That is what we are fighting for. We are fighting for our nation. We are fighting to continue to be a nation and to continue to be a sovereign people. And by gosh, we're not going to do it by sitting back and being lazy. And we proved that this last week.
Yeah. Absolutely true. So I had a couple of headlines here I wanted to add.
Can I do this?
Yeah, go ahead and do the announcements.
Yeah, we are going to have a fundraiser for Chris Kellstrom. And it's this Saturday at the VFW Hall in Anderson. Doors open at 4 o'clock, and that's located at 3210 West Center Street. Dinner's at 6. The catering's done by Rockin' P Barbecue. So, again, come out and show your support. We're going to start having a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's going to be candidates running for these different offices starting, like, now.
And you really need to do your homework, people.
Your homework, but support the ones. Find the ones and go out and support because they need the help. They need the backing to get
people,
in there.
Talk with them. I mean, you look at the people that are around in this and you look at the people that are members of the community. They're accessible. You can reach them. You can talk to them. You can have a conversation with them. And that's Chris right here. So Chris is this amazing guy.
Yeah, and that's for District 5. And if you want to call him, his number is 530-744-4539. Remember, it's this Saturday, the 12th, at the VFW Hall. Doors open at 4. Table of 8 is $300. You know, we're going to have a lot of good auction items. There's always guns there. It's always a good time. Lots of good food, you know. But come show his support.
Well, and the other thing about Chris is, too, he's one of the few people I really look up to. Not because I look up to him, but because I have to actually look up to him.
Because he's head and shoulders above the rest. Because he's what, like 6'9"?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he's somewhere right in there, yeah, I do believe.
But no, I do look up to him. Anybody who's willing to serve and actually serve as a public servant to the people, that is who we're after. That is who we're looking for. We also had, two callers that called in and asked about the website to actually give to the Canadian truckers instead of GoFundMe. That is Give, Send, Go. They are a Christian crowdfunding website, and GiveSendGo, they started up after it was unceremoniously canceled by GoFundMe. So they actually were directly an answer to what happened before with all these instances of GoFundMe being bad. So GiveSendGo, and if you're going to do a fundraiser for anybody, you're going to do anything else on it, do not use GoFundMe, period.
Hey, here's a couple of headlines I want to just cover real quick. I'm not going to get into them, but evidently they've got now Fauci and some experts using burner phones to plot the cover-up of the COVID Wuhan lab. I'm going to let that one go, but I just thought I'd throw that out
there. No lies there.
Yeah, evidently that's not going away. And I think if Fauci doesn't end up in jail, something's wrong. But the other thing was this big jobs report on the economy. Oh, the jobs are – are you freaking kidding me? You know, we net lost jobs this last month. You know, and they're revising everything. It's complete garbage. You know, if you think the economy is doing better out there, you're just not – you're watching too much CNN and not paying attention to the actual facts. We actually had a net loss in January of jobs – and unemployment, you know, it's just insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't let those help wanted signs you see on everybody's door that you walk into.
They're lying.
Buy, you know?
They're freaking lying. The adjustments they adjusted this thing down. I'm trying to see decreased by 550,000, 557,000. They decreased their report.
Well, and you look, all you have to do is look and see that the narrative is collapsing. People are quitting their jobs, not because they don't want to work. A lot of them are quitting their jobs because they got sold this big lie of, oh, you're going to get $15 an hour and everything's going to be honky-dory for you, and now your food costs 300% more because it's in tinier packages and the inflation's rising. They're at 7% inflation, folks, but they're cutting out the food and the gas to get there. We've seen $7 trillion on our debt grow since 2020. We are at $30 trillion
now. We just
now.
Crossed that Rubicon this last week, a $30 trillion a deficit, and no spending decrease in sight. And that's part of the problem. It's like what Siskiy Steve said. You know, the state gives them all this money. Well, where's the state getting all the money? Well, they're getting it all from the federal government, typically, you know, on loans or this and that, or from the people that they're extracting it from. And all this money's flowing, but, you know, the economy's not getting better, because if the secret to wealth and creating products and services was counterfeiting money, then we'd all just start counterfeiting money.
Well, and they're going to have to go to an to enable them to continue doing what they're doing. They're going to have to go to a cryptocurrency like they've been planning on doing, like something like
that. Yeah, but it's not going to help. It's not going to help. It doesn't matter if they go to cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's going to make it worse.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how much money you counterfeit, whether you do it digitally or you know, with actual paper. The real deal is that's not producing anything, and sooner or later that's going to become quite apparent. And I guess in some places maybe the empty shelves are indicators, you know, you can't keep paying people more money to stay home than to work, and so we've got a recipe for. And this is not just America. This is a worldwide phenomena. You know, this is what's going on across the globe.
Well, and this is why we're fighting. This is why the fight has only just begun. We ended up saying right now they're going after these people that are in Canada. They're saying that they're extremists. All right, you want to see an extremist do what they did to this father. As of today's date, father in Canada loses custody of his three children because he is unvaccinated. That right there, that's how you see a fight. That's how you see a really, really big fight. We also see the Army is beginning involuntary administrative separations for unvaccinated soldiers, and we see the Air Force reprimands chaplain for pursuing religious exemption to Defense Secretary's vaccine mandate. We are seeing the Constitution of the United States, the Nuremberg, be trampled on under our feet, and we're not going to take it.
Well, there you have it. Now, if we're going to play the Kid Rock thing next, make sure you play the version I got that I sent you. And from that,
oh, yeah,
they'll start
it.
Yeah, because that it gets pretty ugly pretty quick on that.
Did you see that up there in Canada where a bunch of guys, or cowboys, I should say, are joining the convoy up there on horses?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. I actually saw that. Yeah,
I also, just to your point, you know, what are they?
Oh, here's the, quickly. Memphis Black Lives Matter founder sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud case.
No!
Weird how that works.
Yeah.
Now, this is one that's really important, and this better make your damn blood boil. If it doesn't, you're not a red-blooded American, and I don't even want to see your face. But administrators at a California high school barricaded maskless students in a freezing gym and turned down the temperature. You do that to my kid, you're going to be missing teeth.
Wow, that's these people are crazy. These people are
California.
Crazy.
They locked 200 students inside of the classroom, barricaded it up with literally desks and chairs and stuff like that outside of the doors, so these kids could not get out. They could not leave the gym, and they turned down the temperature because they were maskless.
Oh my God.
Well, let's go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Stand and call, 'cause it's all for one, and it's one for all.
Sovereign Radio. Yeah, it don't come easy. That's for damn sure. I'll tell you what, you know.
Well, in regards
but
to
we'll
BLM.
We'll take it to the limit.
In regards to BLM, you just mentioned about that guy who now is going to jail for 6 years for
right.
tampering with ballots and fraud. Now, we also have California DOJ labels BLM organization delinquent over $600 million in unaccounted funds. The founders of the leadership of Black Lives Matter may well be held personally liable if they continue to fail to disclose the financial records regarding the charity's $60 million in donations.
So they took in $60 million in donations, and it's like they ask him where it's at, and they go, I don't know, I forgot. Oh, by the way, I'll see you in the Hamptons at my new mansion.
But bright side, not on fake news media at all, but we have Pfizer begins application processes for COVID vaccine for babies.
Wow.
So Pfizer announced on Tuesday that they have begun Food and Drug Administration, FDA application process for their COVID vaccines created for babies and children 6 months through 4 years old.
Oh,
I got, one more headline, then let's go to Lori. The headline I got here is the Durham investigation is they are in the Clinton campaign now. If you haven't seen that, they've got court filings, and this is a little bit old, but and I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm not throwing any stones, but isn't it kind of interesting that that investigation is still going on and that and now they're in the Clinton campaign?
No.
Just saying. I don't know. Anyway.
With that, we'll go to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. I was just going to give a little bit of a legal update. I've been working with several attorneys this past week, and I wanted to share a phone number so that people that have been bullied, harmed, and injured by our local, well, I don't know what to really call them, but one attorney has told me to definitely get as many people together, possibly do a press release, and to, I don't know if you can do a group restraining order, but definitely some cease and desist. I mean, most of us people, we're not public figures. We're not, you know, the governor. We're not the senator. We're not a board of supervisors. We're not, you know, whomever. We're everyday people. So I would like to give a phone number where people can leave their name and number. This is men and women both. And we definitely want to look at some cease and desist because of the cyberbullying. I will be seeing an attorney actually today, this afternoon. And I was in court this past Monday, January 31st. Half hour on the stand against the restraining order that Nathan Pinckney had on Carlos Zapata. The judge ruled against it, so Carlos is free to roam around the cabin, and I'm just done with these people that continually to berate, harm, and injure. Well, many of us have reputations. We're still working. So here's the phone number, folks, if you would like to call or share this number freely. It's area code 530-605-7159. I put it in the chat room, 605-7159, and I was told by this one attorney that Mr. Pinckney seems to have the green light, and he's like the darling of ex-supervisor Moti
well,
in the DA's office.
That isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? But I heard he just got the restraining order was removed off of Carlos Zapata this time.
That's what I was saying. It was not upheld. It was
right.
Denied. So, folks, I don't know how many people have restraining orders on Mr. Pinckney. It's you know, it's a process, lots of paperwork, lots of time, but we absolutely must have a press conference or start doing video interviews and commentary, maybe the red, white, and blueprint, maybe my friend Robert or Richard and I, we do interviews all the time as Shasta County citizen journalists. There's no shortage of ways to continue to drain the swamp, and we must have a party and celebrate our many successes, and I love the music that's being played. Love it. We need a DJ for that party.
There you go.
Anyway, you guys are great. Have a good weekend.
All you right. too. Thanks.
All right,
bye,
thank
Laura.
You.
You bet.
So this is a pretty interesting one. Nancy Pelosi tells U.S. Olympic athletes not to speak out against the Chinese government.
It's kind of weird.
Huh. Funny. I mean, that probably has nothing to do with that laptop. It's totally.
Well, I mean, you know, it looks to me like the Hunter investigation might be getting traction. I think everything keys on the midterms here, you know, because if the Republicans get back the House and the Senate, there's going to be hell to pay, I think, because I think they finally got it at least, you
if
know.
The Americans get back the House
right,
and the Senate.
I
because
agree.
That's what it has to come down to.
Right.
This is not Republican. It is not Democrat. It is people who are going to be public servants supporting our Constitution of the United
well,
States.
Well, the thing is that they've been getting fed to the lions, and I think they're starting to understand you either get rid of these guys or you're going to go with them.
The Mitch McConnells, the Lindsey Grahams, the rest of these folks, these Dan Crenshaws of the world, get them gone. We need them all out of there. I'm fine with somebody who's a Democrat who loves the Constitution of the United States. I'm fine with somebody who's a liberal who loves the Constitution of the United States. That is what we need to do. That is the message we need to do, and that's what we've been seeing.
Well, and there's so much going on worldwide. I mean, and there's so many things that are, you know, I mean, death spikes I'm seeing with the COVID vaccine stuff. Mm-hmm. You got, you know, guys that are embalming people saying they're full of blood clots. I don't know what to believe
anymore.
We've got
the United States whistleblower from the Green Beret who showed that there's a 300% increase in cancer, a 600% increase in heart problems, and a 1,100% increase in neurological issues within our U.S. military within 1 year.
So my point is this, is that we are living in the weirdest surreal times in the history of the world with the technology, with the government, you know, the governing bodies, the worldwide connections, communications, everything. It is so far beyond, you know, what Jules Verne's imagined, you know, when he wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And that's, when you put that in perspective, that's only 150 years ago or something. Look where we're at. So, we've got about 4 minutes left. And, actually 3 minutes. So let's go to our caller. You got about a minute and a half tops, Dolores.
Dolores.
Okay, great. I'll try to make this quick. Just want to say that even though Modi's out, we got to remember to really do our homework on these people who are running for districts for Board of Supervisor. I've been doing some homework because I was asked to do some homework on some of these people who are running for Board of Supervisor. And let me remind everybody that we remember Mike Warren, who's in the Turtle Bay and he was one of the city council members of the city of Reading. So I know there's one person who's running right now, and I will disclose that here soon as I get the documents for that person who I told them I will get those documents. He is actually very, very good friends with Mike Warren, and he has multiple 501c3s. So we gotta be careful. We cannot allow some people to pull the wool over our eyes and pull the rug under our feet. Mm-hmm. So we got to be cautious about who's ready. Very careful.
Absolutely.
Yep, so. That's true. Gotta do your homework and find out about the individual.
Well, one thing I will say is that nobody's gonna get a pass anymore. It doesn't matter what's happening, you know. You've got to, toe the mark and do the right thing for the good of the community.
Yes, and even if they might not like me telling who it is down the road, I don't care because we have to protect what we have already now. Mm-hmm. And we gotta continue fighting, and we can't allow these people to get in there and think they could just pull the wool over our eyes and use the group to help them, to support them, and then get them in there, and then we can get them out.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Dolores. We're at the end of the show.
Okay,
we got less
you.
Than a minute to go, so thank you again for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Two more quick things.
Better hurry up.
Facebook reports $200 billion loss in value, a first for the company, and T-Mobile is up next, folks. They're firing their unvaccinated employees in April, so if you've got it, send a message to them.
Yeah, we're headed for the great ugly reset. Government is not reason. It is not elegance. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And get out there to the Board of Supervisor meeting on Tuesday at 9 a.m. at 1450 Court Street. See you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.